Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you're there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today we're diving into the topic of choosing senior-friendly smartphones. Joining us once again is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to discuss the importance of choosing the right smartphone for seniors.
Why is it essential for listeners to prioritize security settings and updates? And what are some key practices they should follow?
Prioritizing security settings and updates is essential for listeners to protect themselves from online threats, safeguard their personal information, and maintain the privacy and integrity of their digital devices and accounts. Some key practices users should follow include enabling two-factor authentication. Users can enhance account security by enabling two-factor authentication, 2FA, or multi-factor authentication, MFA, for their online accounts, which adds an extra layer of verification beyond passwords, such as code sent via SMS or authentication apps. Using strong passwords. Users should create strong, unique passwords for each online account and avoid using easily guessable or common passwords. Consider using password management tools to generate and store complex passwords securely. Keeping software updated. Listeners should regularly update their devices, operating systems, and software applications to install security patches, bug fixes, and performance improvements provided by manufacturers or developers to mitigate vulnerabilities and reduce the risk of exploitation by cyber attack. Review privacy settings. Users should review and adjust privacy settings for their devices, apps, and online accounts to control what information is shared, who can access, and how it's being used by third-party platforms or advertisers. Avoiding suspicious links and emails. Users should exercise caution when clicking on links, downloading attachments, or responding to emails from unknown or suspicious sources to avoid phishing scams, malware infections, or identity theft attempts. Securing Wi-Fi networks. Users should secure their home Wi-Fi networks with strong, unique passwords. Enable encryption, such as WPA2 or WPA3, and configure network settings to restrict access and prevent unauthorized users from infiltrating their network or intercepting sensitive data.
These practices are fundamental for maintaining online security and privacy. How can listeners ensure they're implementing these security measures effectively?
Listeners can implement security measures effectively by educating themselves. Take the time to learn about common online threats, security best practices, and privacy concerns relevant to users' digital experiences through online tutorials, workshops, or educational resources provided by cybersecurity organizations or technical companies. Seeking guidance. Seek guidance, advice, or assistance from family members, friends, or technology experts who can provide personalized recommendations, tips, and support for implementing security measures and navigating privacy settings effectively. Conducting regular audits. Conduct regular audits or security checks of digital devices, accounts, or networks to identify potential vulnerabilities, suspicious activities, or security breaches and take prompt action to address them. Staying informed. Stay informed about the latest cybersecurity trends, threats, and developments by subscribing to newsletters, following reputable sources, or attending webinars or conferences focused on cybersecurity awareness and education. Practicing vigilance. Remain vigilant and alert to signs of phishing scams, malware infections, or other cyber threats by scrutinizing emails, messages, or websites for suspicious content, requests, or behaviors, and taking appropriate precautions to protect against.
Thank you for those practical tips. Why is it important for listeners to know how to get support and help online? And what are some effective ways they can do so?
It's essential for listeners to know how to get support and help online to address technical issues, learn new skills, and stay connected with their communities. Some effective ways listeners can access support and assistance online include utilizing online forums and communities. Listeners can join online forums, discussion groups, or community platforms focused on technology, hobbies, or interests to ask questions, seek advice, or connect with like-minded individuals who can provide support and guidance. Contacting customer support. Listeners can reach out to customer support teams, help desks, or technical assistance centers provided by technology companies, manufacturers, or service providers via phone, email, or live chat to troubleshoot issues, request assistance, or ask questions about products or services. Exploring online tutorials and guides. Users can access online tutorials, guides, or instructional videos available on websites, blogs, or video sharing platforms to learn how to use digital devices, software applications, or online services independently and at their own pace. Participating in webinars and workshops. Users can attend webinars, workshops, or virtual training sessions offered by technology companies, nonprofit organizations, or community centers to learn about specific topics, tools, or skills related to digital literacy, cybersecurity, or online safety. Seeking peer support. Users can connect with peers or mentors or volunteers who can provide one-on-one assistance, coaching, or tutorial sessions tailored to their individual needs and preferences through mentoring programs, security senior centers, or community outreach initiatives.
These avenues provide valuable resources for listeners seeking assistance and support online. How can listeners ensure they're making the most of these online support channels?
Listeners can make the most of online support channels by researching options. Take the time to research and explore different online support channels, platforms, and resources available to listeners and identify ones that align with your needs, interests, and preferences. Asking questions. Don't hesitate to ask questions, seek clarification, or request assistance from online communities. Customer support teams or peer mentors who can provide helpful insights, tips, or solutions to address listener concerns or challenges effectively. Engaging actively. Engage actively in online discussions, forums, or webinars by sharing experiences, contributing ideas, and participating in conversations to build relationships, foster collaboration, and exchange knowledge with others in the online community. Providing feedback. Provide feedback, suggestions, or testimonies to online support providers, platform administrators, or content creators to help improve the quality, relevance, or accessibility of online support resources and support for listeners and other users. Continue learning. Continue learning and exploring new online support channels, tools, or technology to expand knowledge, skills, and capabilities in navigating digital platforms, accessing resources, and seeking assistance effectively as users' needs evolve over time.
Thank you for those practical tips. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It's been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Gray Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.